Mark this date on your calendar of history that you lived through. The date, which recently passed, is June 9th, 2024. June 9th was the day that the 50-year agreement between Saudi Arabia and the United States that made the dollar the world reserve currency because it equated the dollar with oil, giving it the name petrodollar. That's the day, June 9th, 2024, that's the day that Saudi Arabia walked away from that agreement and said, no more. In fact, the agreement expired on that day, and the Saudis have decided not to renew it. Now, why? Why did they not renew it? So let's back up and understand what that agreement actually enabled. What was the benefit to the Saudis? So the Saudis received, I mean, we know the benefits to the U.S., okay? World reserve currency status of the dollar allowed the U.S. to print money into oblivion and to export inflation while devaluing the currency, but everybody had to buy the currency because they had to use it to buy oil, okay? So that's a 50-year scam that's now run its course. That's done. And during that scam, by the way, U.S. consumers received huge benefits in terms of artificially low prices for imported goods, because the U.S. was basically exporting debt or exporting inflation, but importing physical goods and raw materials and things like that. And so there were huge benefits for the U.S. population, but those were artificial benefits that most Americans do not understand are now about to vanish. So in other words, goods are going to be a lot more expensive in the United States starting now. If you thought inflation was bad before, hold on to your hats. Now, what were the benefits to the Saudis? Importantly, the Saudis received protection from the United States Navy, the U.S. military, and U.S. diplomats. So the Saudi kingdom is a kingdom that is steeped in local brutality and human rights abuses against its own people, against political dissidents. It's not unusual to vanish or to be tortured or killed if you speak out against the leaders in Saudi Arabia. That's the known status quo of that regime. And for 50 years, the U.S. protected that regime. But the U.S. also provided protection for the oil fields in Saudi Arabia and some other surrounding areas. Oil fields, oil transport infrastructure, oil refineries, and so on. And the way the U.S. did that was to provide assurances of protection against Iran. So Iran and the Saudis have, of course, long been enemies. And the Saudis needed this extra layer of protection from the United States because for most of these 50 years, the U.S. had military dominance. That dominance ended, by the way, on April 14th of this year. So again, mark your calendars. History is unfolding in real time. What happened on April 14th of this year? That's when Iran launched 300 plus drones and low-grade rockets, plus 6 or 7 ballistic missiles that successfully penetrated Israel's Iron Dome, which is largely composed of U.S. weapon systems that were supposed to shoot down everything that was incoming. Well, what we saw on April 14th is that the Iron Dome doesn't work. We've also seen videos from Hezbollah where they have successfully attacked Iron Dome air defenses and blown them to smithereens. But the most important part of this is that Iran demonstrated that the U.S. cannot protect Israel, which also means, by extension, the U.S. cannot protect the Saudis. Saudi Arabia now realizes that the era of U.S. military and naval dominance has come to an end. This has also been underscored by the fact that the Houthis in Yemen, that they have successfully attacked and apparently destroyed several vessels, you know, seafaring vessels there, cargo ships mostly, but they've also hit like a British destroyer and they've hit a U.S. aircraft carrier, is at least that's what I'm being told from certain sources, although the U.S. government is, of course, desperately covering that up. But the Houthis are demonstrating that the surface fleet of the U.S. Navy is also now obsolete. Now, what's interesting about this, by the way, as a side note, what's not obsolete are the U.S. submarines. the subsurface fleets of navies around the world are very much in play. And you may note that Russia has a very advanced, very modernized submarine fleet. Russia does not have a large surface navy with aircraft carriers and the like. They don't need it. They realize that's already obsolete. They have submarines and other support vessels and so on. So the U.S. Navy, they used to cruise around the world with their aircraft carriers and projecting power, and they would have several squadrons of, you know, fighter bombers on the decks and underneath the decks of the carriers, and they would be able to threaten and coerce anybody, and if you didn't go along with them, they would just bomb you. Those days are coming to an end, because now, if the Yemenis can strike U.S. aircraft carriers and destroyers, then, you know, the surface fleets are obsolete. Saudi Arabia realizes that. Now, on top of this, possibly the largest factor in all of this is that the incredibly stupid leaders of the United States and Europe are all at war with oil. They've announced that they're going to go green with everything, which doesn't even work, for God's sake. Doesn't even work. You don't even have a power grid to recharge the cars and trucks if you force everybody to drive EVs, and EVs don't work. Not reliably. I mean, it takes hours to charge them, and they break down, and they catch on fire. EVs suck. They tear through tires. They weigh too much. They tear up the roads of the city. EVs suck, and EV trucks suck even more. But the Biden regime has announced through the EPA that we're going to essentially ban combustion engines beginning in 2027. And they're going to do that through stringent emissions controls that are really just a proxy for banning combustion engines. So between 2027 and 2032, I think it is, those emissions controls get increasingly stringent to the point where no car manufacturer can make a combustion engine vehicle or truck. That's exactly what the EPA just laid out, by the way. So the Saudis are looking at that and saying, well, wait a second. Why are we protecting the dollar status for this regime if, you know, the Biden regime, if the Biden regime is at war with oil, which is our main export that enriches the Saudi kingdom, right? It's like, we'd have to be stupid to keep supporting America. And the Saudis are not stupid. Now, Joe Biden's stupid. The American leaders are stupid. The Saudis are not stupid. Now, they may be brutal in their local politics and so on, but they are very intelligent. They are strategic planners. And they realize it's the end of the dollar. It's the end of the U.S. empire naval dominance and sea lane dominance, that the world is shifting. And it's shifting away from the West and toward the East. The East, i.e., you know, Russia and China and India and so on. This is where the economic growth is going to take place for the next century. This is where the new factories are going to come online, and they're going to need energy. This is where more transportation is going to come online, and they're going to need engines, and the engines are going to burn oil. And the Saudis realize that their future, their economic future, and frankly, their security future is tied not to America and the West, which hates Saudis' oil, right? But rather that the Saudis' economic future and security future is tied to Russia and India and China and the BRICS partners. That's why the Saudis are joining BRICS, or BRICS Plus, as it's called. That's why Turkey announced it's going to join BRICS. So again, June 9th, this is the day in history. You could say, you know, a day that will live in economic infamy, you know, to borrow from the old wartime quotes, World War II quotes. June 9th, this is a pivot point. From June 9th forward, the dollar's loss of value will accelerate, which means the trend in gold and silver will accelerate upward, not in a straight line, obviously. It'll go up and down. There's a lot of manipulation still in the paper markets. You know, JP Morgan and everybody else trying to keep gold and silver suppressed. There's going to be ups and downs. But if you look back 5 years later, you will see June 9th is the pivot point day. This is the day that the world realized that the dollar was done. And then from there, it's just a matter of what that unwinding looks like. You know, how rapid is the decline of the dollar? How rapidly will, you know, treasury bonds expire? Some bonds have longer durations than others, obviously. What China is doing is they're allowing all their treasury bonds to expire and they're not renewing them, which is interesting because that's what the Saudis just did. They allowed essentially the Bretton Woods era agreements to expire and they're not renewing them. So this is what's going to happen. The US dollar will roll out of favor starting now and over the next several years. And then there's going to be a point, an event, a day, I don't know what day this is, where the decline of the dollar is going to become sort of a hyperbolic collapse. That may be the day that Russia sinks a US aircraft carrier with a hypersonic missile, perhaps. I don't know. It may be a day when China announces its new BRICS currency and a fire sale on all US treasuries. Or maybe all the BRICS nations decide to dump US treasuries all on the same day. And then the US finds itself in a situation where it can no longer find buyers for its debt. Not any foreign buyers whatsoever. We're very close to that right now. But there's going to be a trigger point in all of this. Whatever that is, you do not want to be holding dollars when that day comes. And I think that day is coming very soon, actually. I don't know the calendar date on it, but I think there's a good chance that some kind of initiating event happens this calendar year. And then it just keeps getting worse in 2025 and 26 and 27 and so on. At some point in the years ahead, the dollar goes to zero. Or near zero, basically worthless. And people are not yet fully imagining what that means. Imagine all the people getting federal pension checks and then finding out that those pension checks are worthless. Imagine all the people who are getting Social Security checks and then finding out, oh, I'm still getting the check. It's just not worth anything anymore because that's where this is going. Or imagine all the banks just closing. Massive nationwide coordinated bank holiday. It's done. Because that day is coming as well. Or imagine the US Treasury defaulting on US debt. Because that day is coming. Now, these days may all be different days because these events will happen, you know, spread out over time. But in terms of looking back in history, it will all look like one moment in history. Like we look back at, you know, the Great Depression. And we think of it as one moment, one pivot point. Well, the Great Depression was actually spread out over many years. And this event that we're experiencing might be called the Great Reset. It's when the dollar died. So don't be left holding dollars. And yes, I am going to plug some gold and silver sponsors here in a second, but only because I've looked at what people have done with their money over the last 20 years that I've been, you know, doing this as a publisher and podcaster and so on. The people that put their money in stocks, most of them have not done very well because most stocks don't do very well. And those people wasted all kinds of time. They wasted all kinds of time researching PE ratios and dividends. And they thought that, oh, if I do a lot of research, then I'm going to do really well. The whole thing's rigged, okay? You're wasting your time in the stock market. And if it wasn't for NVIDIA right now and Apple usually, the stock market would be nothing. It's a couple of tech stocks that lift the whole market. And then a lot of people go into real estate. And I've seen people do that. I know people who own multiple homes. And they're running around. They're dealing with renters who don't pay, especially during COVID. The renters don't pay, and then they trash the place. They just trash it. And then they have to go in, and they have to replace all the carpet. They have to replace all the furniture. Renters trash the place. They don't do any kind of maintenance. So you're running around always having maintenance crews coming in and doing the maintenance and then with property taxes going through the roof, you're not making much on any kind of a real estate investment, but you're spending all kinds of time. And then I know people who try to do low risk things like buy treasuries. And for a while, I understood at least for a while that will be liquid. And it is very low risk until the treasuries collapse, until the U.S. defaults on its debt, and then treasuries are essentially worthless. And that day is fast approaching. So there's all kinds of risk in treasuries. You know what doesn't have risk? Because it's in your possession? I mean, no counterparty risk. Gold and silver. You have gold and silver in your hands, there's no counterparty risk. If the treasury defaults, doesn't affect your gold. Well, I mean, it makes it more valuable, but it doesn't take it from you, okay? If your bank closes down and has a bank holiday, your gold doesn't vanish. If the stock market crashes, your silver doesn't vanish. It's in your possession. It has no counterparty risk. And it's also been declared a tier one asset globally, by the way, which is why central banks around the world keep buying gold and silver. Gold and silver also, believe it or not, out-earn the stock market and most real estate over time. And especially if you consider the fact that when you own gold and silver, you don't have to do any work. You can literally buy gold and silver, you know, trade fiat currency for gold and silver. You can bury that gold and silver. You can forget about it for 10 years. Dig it up 10 years later, and in almost every case, it will outperform people who own houses, people who own stocks, people who own treasuries, people doing all these complicated investment schemes, and they have to do all this tax reporting and all the capital gains taxation, blah, 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 all this accounting and bullcrap and compliance, blah. If you had just bought gold and silver and put it in the ground, you would have done better and you would have expended zero effort. That's the conclusion that I've come to in almost every case. Buying gold and silver and just sitting on it outperforms every other investment, except in very rare circumstances. For example, if you were lucky enough to, you know, to buy Nvidia when it was $100, okay. But it only matters if you sell Nvidia before the collapse, and most people aren't selling it. So they haven't realized the gain. It's still it's in the brokerage account. It's digital, and it can vanish tomorrow. So a lot of people, even who think they've made gains, they haven't realized those gains, and those gains can vanish. So it doesn't even count. At the end of the day, it's the people who have gold and silver that have something that can't vanish, that holds value, and that will increase in value compared to dollars as dollars collapse in value. So that's why gold and silver makes the most sense. And in some cases, perhaps crypto, if you take self-custody, and if you need something that you can send internationally, something that's digital, something that's very portable, and if you understand the technology, crypto can be complicated for some people, especially people who are not like really savvy about seed phrases and passwords and how encryption works and things like that. So be very cautious about it. Gold and silver, it's simple. Everybody understands it. Oh, there's a piece of gold. Okay, it's an ounce of gold. Wow, it's from a U.S. mint. Okay, it has a certain value. Everybody recognizes it. So our gold sponsor is a Treasure Island company, metalswithmike.com. And Treasure Island, their sister company, is one of the largest wholesalers of gold and silver in America. They actually provide the gold and silver to a lot of the other resellers and promoters of gold and silver across the country. They have their own massive vaults that are insured by Lloyd's of London. They've got armed guards. You know, full compliance, auditing, inspections, reporting, the whole deal. They have vaulting services. They have, you know, IRA services. You can convert your IRA into a gold or silver IRA instead of being in stocks. And it's all fully IRS compliant. So give them a call, metalswithmike.com. If you want divisible gold in a really unique, novel form, check out Goldbacks. VerifiedGoldbacks.com is our website. That's an affiliate site where we share our lab tests on Goldbacks. And Goldbacks, you can buy them in as little as 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, and the actual physical gold is in the Goldback. And so when you're handing somebody a Goldback, you're handing them a very precise amount of 24 karat gold, either 1/1000th of an ounce or 5/1000ths or 10/1000ths, depending on what the number is on the Goldback. And they're beautiful and people love them. And it's another great form of gold that is instantly, you know, divisible, has high utility, it's usable in various scenarios. So verifiedgoldbacks.com is the website for that. I recommend that you look into a combination. Like if you plan to buy, let's say, businesses after the collapse, or if you plan to buy a ranch or vehicles, you're going to use some gold coins for that, probably. You know, 1 ounce gold coins. If you're going to do day-to-day barter and trade with people, you're either going to use silver, like junk silver, as it's called, or constitutional silver, which is U.S. Mint pre-1965 silver coins, or you might use goldbacks, because right now one goldback is worth about $5. So, you know, you might spend one goldback on a loaf of bread or something, or, I don't know, a simple sandwich, peanut butter and jelly, whatever. You need these smaller forms of metals currency, like silver coins or junk silver or goldbacks, in order to be able to use it, to be able to make change, to be able to buy or trade small items after the collapse of the dollar. Gold coins are great for storing wealth, and they're very dense in terms of their wealth, and they're very portable because you can carry $1 million of gold in a backpack. I mean, it's a little on the heavy side, but you can carry around $1 million of gold. You can't carry $1 million of silver. That is way too heavy. But you can carry $1 million worth of gold. But where will you use that? You're not going to roll into like a farmer's market with a gold coin that's worth maybe $5,000 at the time and say, hey, I want to buy a loaf of bread. Can you give me change for this $5,000 worth of gold? I mean, come on. That's not going to work. And you're probably going to get robbed, as you're leaving the farmer's market. So you want to have the small denominations. Junk silver is really good for that. Silver coins are good, and goldbacks are good for all those purposes. And there are also larger denomination goldbacks like 50s that have 51/1000ths of an ounce of gold. That's pretty good for stacking gold. They're heavy, they're thick, they have a lot of gold in them. 51/1000ths of an ounce. It's a pretty hefty chunk of gold. And you can feel it when you're holding the gold back. You're like, wow, this is kind of heavy. This is really thick. It turns out that's the maximum amount they can put in a gold back is 51/1000ths of an ounce. It's a lot of gold. Get the forms that are appropriate for you. Do your own research, obviously. Check with all your financial experts and wizards and all your board-certified, state-certified investment advisors who will all tell you, no, you should buy stocks and treasuries. Be sure to talk to them. Get their bad advice first and determine whether you want to follow that. Those people will all be broke, by the way. They will all be wiped out because they believe in the system that's collapsing. They believe in dollars. They believe in banks. They believe in the Fed. They believe in the government. They believe in the FDIC. Okay, you want to listen to them? You will share their fate, but that's everybody's choice. But make up your own decision. I can't tell you what to do. I don't trust any of those people. I don't trust investment advisors that are mainstream in any way whatsoever. I trust Ron Paul type of people. I trust people who know what gold is, who know what silver is, and who understand that, there's no counterparty risk when you hold precious metals in your hands. Those are people like Andy Shechtman or Gerald Celente. Why do all the people who know the most about money and finance and debt, why do they all say you should be looking at gold and silver? Because it's the obvious solution for asset protection and even privacy protection as the dollar collapses and Western finance pivots and history changes. June 9th, 2024, that's the day that history changed. The history of the dollar is done. The petrodollar will go into non-existence. And you were alive on that day. You lived through the end of the Bretton Woods era, 50 years of dollar dominance. Think about it. You just lived through history. Most people didn't even see it. History unfolding in front of their bare naked eyes, and they didn't have a clue what just happened. But because you listen to the podcast like this, you know. You see it. You have like X-ray vision for the history timetables. You see it, which means that you can react to it before the masses do. For most of the masses, it'll be too late by the time they realize what's happened. What do you mean my dollars are worthless? What do you mean the Social Security check is worthless? What do you mean my pension has no value? Oh, yeah, late to the game. You're not late to the game. You're informed, you're aware right now. So do your own research, draw your own conclusions, do what's best for you to minimize your risk, especially risk in the dollar, risk in the banking system, risk in Western currencies. Maybe you hold euros We have a lot of listeners in Europe. If you're holding euros, that's a ton of risk right there, folks. You know that. Or if you're holding yen, that's a problem too. The Japanese central banks are in a desperation mode right now. My God. Japan's in some real debt trouble too. So the Western currencies will collapse. So be prepared in every way you can, in every way that makes sense to you. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And if you'd like to take advantage of our Father's Day sale event at our store, healthrangerstore.com, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day, and you'll see all the specials we have here for Father's Day, beginning with our knife series, which is all back in stock. And these are amazing knives. We co-designed these with Dawson Knives, and they use the MagnaCut alloy, which is highly corrosion resistant, but yet holds an edge, is very sharp, very durable, but also flexible so that it doesn't shatter. It's really kind of a breakthrough material for knives. Those have G10 handles as well, super high end. Now, check out what I have on my desk. These are all products that we have back in stock. The toothpaste being the most famous, that you see the Groovy Bee toothpaste there at the top, that we have 7 pallets of that the FDA tried to have incinerated. And through our attorneys, we were able to rescue the toothpaste. And one of our attorneys, a former FDA person, by the way, said they couldn't believe that the FDA was pulling some shenanigans on us to try to destroy our toothpaste. It's just incredible what they do. But we were able to rescue that. We've got it in our warehouse. It passed all our laboratory tests. It's incredible. It's a peppermint aniseed toothpaste. It's available now during our Father's Day sale event, along with many other products. There's, show my screen. There's the toothpaste right there, the Groovy Bee toothpaste. Yay, we, you know, rescued from incineration. They wanted to put it in ovens, man. Okay, now we also have mouthwash. We've got, see everything on the desk? All kinds of different mouthwash flavors. We have the Castile liquid soap, and there on the left-hand side, we've got the magnesium deodorant with baking soda as well, and the silver first aid gel, which is made from Texas rainwater, and then we make colloidal silver out of that using silver plates and a system that I actually engineered, and we do our own colloidal silver that way. We've got numerous products on sale right now during the Father's Day sale event, healthrangerstore.com/Father's Day. It's good until Sunday night at midnight. And if you purchase $199 or more, that's $199 or more, you get a free gift here, which is a free Silver Fresh liquid deodorant with magnesium and baking soda. And we do have plenty of those to include for free. So check out all the available items. We've got, look, a backup food supply. What dad doesn't want a survival ranger bucket set and some kick-ass knives? For the end times, you know, zombie thrashers. You can get this for your dad or your granddad or a dad that you know who's a dad. You can get all these products. They're available now, healthrangerstore.com. Many of them are on sale. Just put in /Father's Day to see the whole selection. And thank you for your support. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thank you for raising healthy, aware children who represent the future of the human race on planet Earth. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. Take care.